Refresh your good vibes mit TikTok. Mit den richtigen Vibes wird...
Hey. Oh Mann!
Zu... Jetzt probieren. Die verschiedenen Tic-Tac-Sorten. Von minzig frisch bis fruchtig süß. Tic-Tac. Refresh your good vibes.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, it's Mr. Skin and the best nudes of 2025. On the way in just a minute. Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Well, happy holidays. Ernie Fergler here.
Oh, hi, Ernie.
Fergler's Hardware. How's everyone?
Great.
Good. We're having a wonderful Christmas season, except for the Christmas tree situation that we have going right now.
You still have time to get a tree, right?
Yeah.
It's first I got a load of 1,500 Christmas tree air fresheners for cars, and I sent those back, and then I got 500 tulip trees. We just can't seem to get things right.
Do you have any Christmas trees?
No, that's the thing, Bob. We're 2 weeks out and what? No trees. Huh. Well, now, correction, we have 47 trees that are between 50 and 80 feet tall still left out in the lot. They aren't moving. They're not moving at all.
You've got to have a really big foyer.
Well, we're thinking of a bonfire, but we're afraid it'll just burn down the whole city. Anyway, the guys in Screen Doors came running up to me and said that they had put together... because it is important how to take care of your trees when trees get dry and what have you. An instructional video from the Screen Door Gang.
What a great idea.
I guess it's ready to go. We might as well hear it. I haven't looked at this. Let's hear it.
Screen Door Productions presents Christmas Trees and You. Nothing says Merry Christmas more than a beautifully decorated Christmas tree displayed prominently in one's home. It is important to exercise proper Christmas tree maintenance safety procedures in order to maximize your holiday experience. A freshly cut Christmas tree is the first step towards uninterrupted holiday fun, as it properly retains moisture best, unlike a tree that has been cut for some time, known as a dry needle. Here's Heather and Dick in their home ready to adorn their holiday tree. Dick was unable to buy a fresh tree this year and opted for a regular yet beautiful Christmas tree purchased cheaply from some parking lot stand.
Hey.
Uh-oh. Heather can quickly see that this tree is a safety hazard, as the needles are falling off the tree as Dick carries it through the front door. Heather quickly admonishes him. You have a dry needle, Dick. Uh-oh, Dick knows just what to do and replies, oh, yeah? Well, this Christmas tree stand isn't for the tree. It's to tie to my ass so I don't fall.
Hey, what the hell?
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We are joined in the satellite by that very handsome man. He is Mr. Skin, with kind of a pompadour going early this morning.
Yeah, I just woke up. I'm sorry. So I didn't have a chance. I was going to wear a hat, but
you're good.
It looks great.
I figured it's radio. Who's going to see me? And then I'm on a Zoom. So
okay. Well, now, Mr. Skin is the authority on nakedness in cinema. And you were immortalized. It goes a while back now. You were immortalized in the movies. Can you tell that story?
Yeah, in Knocked Up, which was a 2007 movie. And, you know, my website was doing well and it started to become kind of popular. And all of a sudden, the year before Knocked Up came out, I got a call from an attorney who said, the guy that did 40-Year-Old Virgin wants to have your website in his next movie. And I think I've mentioned this to you, but the thought from all my friends and business people were like, oh, you should charge them all this money to mention your website. And my thought was, you know what, just make it as easy as possible. Just say yes and hope it gets in a movie. And Knocked Up made $250 million. And like guys our era, we, you know, we're Animal House, Blues Brothers, Caddyshack. To the younger generation, like Knocked Up and all those movies, is that's their Animal House. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that they mentioned MrSkin.com as much as they did in that movie was just such a lucky thing for me. It was great.
And it's because the protagonist, if you will, was trying to create a website that would feature a guide to nudity in contemporary cinema, which you had already done.
Well, Tom, it's better than that, because Judd Apatow heard me somewhere on a radio, and when he was writing the script, he wanted his main character, Seth Rogen, to have a job so embarrassing and humiliating that it would be comedy gold. And he heard me, and he thought, hey, how about a guy doing a celebrity nudity website? So, yeah, and I've been doing this. Yeah. I've been doing this now 27 years. It's like crazy that... And when I started this, I was working as a clerk at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. I was in my mid-30s. I was living like paycheck to paycheck. I wasn't making much money. And I started this website with the hope of maybe making a couple of dollars here and there in advertising and stuff. And here we are, you know, almost 27 years later. I have 40 skin ploys. And more importantly, this is like... I'm on your show to talk about the 10 best nude scenes of the year. Like, what a horrible job I had, you know?
Now, how many bad puns do you have with, like, skin ploys?
Oh, yeah, I know. It's like, you know, I'm sorry. If you could hit a buzzer if I say one. It's just so natural to me. Because one of the things when I started this, too, at the Merc, like, guys would – the whole way this started is there's a lot of downtime in the pits, you know? It's like it's not always – or was crazy, nutty, fast market stuff. And when things would get slow, the brokers in the pit heard about this guy that if you asked him any actress, he knew off the top of his head if they'd ever been nude. And they would come out and have runners, you know, they'd write like Helen Hunt. And I'd go, you know, and I'd write down, you know, oh, she, you know, she's on Mad About You with Paul Reiser at the time. I'd write down, oh, yeah, she did a movie called The Water Dance. It'll definitely give you a riser. You know, like I tried to make it fun. And that was the thing. Like if I'm just like ChatGPT and just list the stuff, it's not as fun. So I always tried to make it a combination of nude facts and fun. So.
Yeah, and the expert on that field was always Bob show. Whenever you'd call in, Bob would always, you'd give the category, Bob would fill in the blank.
And I know Christy and Chick have heard this many times, but of any radio person and I've been on millions of radio shows in 27 years, nobody knew celebrity nudity like Bob. He was.
Now, have you...
I'd be saying stuff to you guys, and you'd be like, oh, really? And Bob would, like, know, like, how far into the movie, and he knew stuff. But I was, like, so impressed. And we had kind of a good connection because he was, like, my one radio guy that really knew celebrity nudity.
And very early on in this show, Bob did a fake piece called Skin Scan.
Yeah.
Which was a remote control that would go right to the nudity when a movie came on. Now, before we get to the current list... you'll be celebrating 30 years here in just a few years. Have you ever done a comprehensive top 50 for the entire era of cinema?
I have at different milestones, and you're right. At 30, I'm going to have to revisit because, you know, every year there's new nude scenes. It's not like, you know, you could just say this is the greatest and it always will be, except for Phoebe Cates and Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
I don't know. And of course, you know, Bob would be all over that.
That gets the Thalberg Award. They'll name it after Phoebe Cates.
Yeah. And it's, I always, from day one of launching MrSkin.com, through, you know, December 9th of 2025, I still contend that's the greatest celebrity nude scene of all
okay,
time.
Okay, well, now, this list you're going to give to us right now is up, is this posted at MrSkin.com?
Yeah, we just launched it. It's totally free at MrSkin.com.
Wait, and what's the title of this list, please?
The top 10 celebrity nude scenes of 2025. Female. So,
although I just was handed this, and number 10 is, it says, Various in Peacemaker, and I'm looking at it. It's a naked guy.
Yeah,
well, there's a lady to his right.
Yeah, right. Sometimes guys are naked and they get in these nude scenes and ruin them, but
now wait a minute.
So is this okay? This is number 10. What is that the name of the movie?
Peacemaker is a TV show. From James Gunn. Yeah, he's the guy that did Guardians of the Galaxy and Superman. And in this second season, the very first episode, John Cena is on drugs and he wakes up at a party and it's like this huge, crazy orgy. And it's just, it was wild how much nudity was in there. They're not necessarily celebrities, but the show's very popular. And not only were all the females, about 12 of them, completely nude, but there were nude dudes in this too. But it still was a really amazing scene from a very popular television show.
I'm looking at it, and not to reinforce any stereotypes, but the guy in the middle versus the guy to his left.
I know where you're going.
Whoa. Yeah, I'll just leave it to your imagination. Yikes.
Okay,
now we get to number 9. Who do we have here?
Diane Kruger in The Shrouds, which is a David Cronenberg movie, and it's her first fully nude role, and it also was one of the most, believe it or not, one of the most downloaded, it wasn't number one, but it was one of the most downloaded nude scenes at our website this year, and you might know her from, I'm trying to think what you might know her from. She was in Troy in 2004, but David Cronenberg, you guys would know. He did The Fly in 1986. This could be his last career movie, so it was kind of cool that there was an amazing nude scene that came in at number 9.
Okay, now we get to number 8. Oh, the famous Nicole Kidman.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
My name is David Goss, and I'm joined by my co-host, Megan Klinenberg.
Everything up until this point has been an outside look at the World Cup, and now we're giving people an inside look. It is just total pressure cooker.
Watching flags come out of little plastic balls is like the epitome of everything that I love. And the World Cup is everything. It's why I became a soccer fan.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.